Track number 3, Piazza Prampolini. Palazzo del Monte is neither too tall nor too sophisticated, and if you walk around it, you will notice that it has two facades. It looks as if the two squares were competing for it, and while it entertains itself with both of them daily, it gives itself to neither of them. If you walk around to the other side of the palazzo, you'll see the clock tower built in 1216. You'll be standing in Piazza del Duomo, also known as Piazza Grande, meaning big square, as opposed to Piazza Piccola, meaning small square, which is a common name for Piazza San Prospero. In the rectangular big square named after the socialist politician Camillo Prampolini, people meet up, chat, buy and sell. Children chase pigeons and enjoy watching them flying off. Overlooking the square are the most important buildings in the city's political and religious life, and several cafes which offer generous appetizers at aperitif time. Today, you can no longer see the statues representing the Secchia and Panaro rivers in the square, because they are now standing at the lower end of the Crostolo Bridge on State Road 63 leading to the Apennines. You can, however, still see the statues representing the Crostolo River in the square at the center of the fountain. In 1754, the three statues formed a single group of monuments in the park of the Ducal Palace of Rivalta. Some believe they are the work of Giambattista Bolognini. However that may be, two bridges were built in 1780, one over the river Secchia in Rubiera and the other over the river Crostolo, known as the Bridge of San Pellegrino. In 1802, the statues of the three rivers were given to the city council by the new owner of the Villa of Rivalta and placed in their current locations. The people of Reggio are particularly fond of the statue of the Crostolo, as it represents the river that once used to run through the city.